Okay, First Chronicles 6:63. I'm reading from the NIV version. The
Okay.
descendants of Merari, clan by clan, were allotted 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites gave the Levites these towns and their pasture lands. From the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, they allotted the previously named towns. Some of the Kohathite clans were given as their territory towns from the tribe of Ephraim. In the hill country of Ephraim, they were given Shechem, a city of refuge, and Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth Horam, Ajalon, and Gath Rimmon, together with their pasture lands. And from half the tribe of Manasseh, the Israelites gave Aner and Bileam, together with their pasture lands, to the rest of the Kohathite clans. The Gershonites received the following: from the clan of the half tribe of Manasseh, they received Golan and Bashan, and also Ashtaroth, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Issachar, they received Kadesh Daberath, Ramoth, and Anem, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Asher, they received Meshi, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they received Kedesh and Galilee, Hammon, and Kiriathaim, together with their pasture lands. The Merarites, the rest of the Levites, received the following: from the tribe of Zebulon, they received Jokneam, Karta, Rimono, and Tabor, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Reuben across the Jordan east of Jericho, they received Bezer in the wilderness, Jarzah, Kedemoth, and Mephath, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, they received Ramoth and Gilead, Mananaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, together with their pasture lands. First Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar: Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola: Uzzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jashmiah, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola, listed as fighting men in their genealogy, numbered 22,600. The sons of Uzzi: Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah: Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Izhiah. All five of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. Three sons of Benjamin: Bela, Becher, and Jediael. The sons of Bela: Esbon, Uzzi, Uzziel, Jerimoth, and Iri, heads of families, five in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Becher: Zamira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioinami, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediael: Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan: Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Keniah, Zephon, Tarshish, and Ahashahar. All these sons of Jedidiah were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shupites and Hupites were the descendants of Ur, and the Hushites, the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali: Jaziel, Juni, Jether, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh: Asriel was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Macher, the father of Gilead. Macher took a wife from among the Hupites and Shupites. His sister's name was Maacah. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Macher's wife Maacah gave birth to a son and named him Peresh. His brother was named Sherish, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The sons of Ulam: Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Maacah, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamoleketh gave birth to Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mahalal. The sons of Shemidah were Ahian, Shipkim, Liphar, and Aniam. The descendants of Ephraim: Shiphthullah, Bered his son, Tala his son, Eladah his son, Taoth his son, Zabad his son, and Juthala his son. Ezer and Elead were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father, Ephraim, mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he made love to his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah. because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Shirah, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzzen Shirah. Rephath was his son, Resheph his son, Telah his son, Tahan his son, Laden his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naram to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Ayah and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Beth Shan, Taanach, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The son of Asher, Imnah, Ishbah, Ishvi, and Beriah. Their sister was Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel, who was the father of Bezaiah. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and of their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pesach, Bimhai, and Eshvath. These were Japhlet's sons, the sons of Shomer, Ahah, Rogah, Huber, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam, Zophah, Imnah, Shelush, and Imal. The sons of Zophah, Sur, Hanifer, Shuaz, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Had, Shama, Shishah, Ithram, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephaniah, Pishpar, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Rizium. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000. Chapter 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel, the second son, Aharah the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adab, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Aloah, Jerah, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were heads of families of those living in Geba and were deported to Manahah. Naaman, Ahijah, and Jerah, who deported them and who was their father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Sons were born to Shaharaim in Moab after he had divorced his wives Husham and Baal. By his wife Hodesh, he had Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcolm, Jeus, Sakia, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of families. By Husham, he had Abitub and Ephel, the sons of Ephel, Eber, Misham, Shemesh, who built Ona and Lob with his surrounding villages, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of families of those living in Ajalon and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Shashag, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpah, and Johar were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Mishulam, Hizki, Heber, Ismari, Isliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jacob, Zikra, Zabdi, Elane, Zilithai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimroth were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikra, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Antithijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shemesheri, Shariah, Athaliah, Jerishiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jerahim. All these were heads of families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem.
1 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 29. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, who followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Aho, Zeker, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shimeah. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Benaiah. Rapha was his son. Elasaph, his son, and Azel, his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names. Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel, the sons of his brother Ashak, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, the second son, and Eliphelet, the third. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. Chapter 9. All Israel was listed in the genealogies recorded in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. They were taken captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now, the first to resettle on their own property in their own towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Those from Judah, from Benjamin, and from Ephraim and Manasseh, who lived in Jerusalem, were Uthai, son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Of the Shelonites, Isaiah, the son, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the Zerahites, Jeul, the people from Judah, numbered 690. Of the Benjamites, Shalu, son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua. Ibniah, son of Jeraham, Elah, son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnajah. The people from Benjamin, as listed in their genealogy, numbered 956. All these men were heads of their families. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehoarib, Jachin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God. Adiah, son of Jeraham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and Messai, son of Adiel, the son of Jehezerah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshulamath, the son of Immer. The priests who were heads of families numbered 1,760. They were able men responsible for ministering in the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, a Merarite, Bakbakar, Haresh, Galal, and Mataniah, son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of Netophathites. The gatekeepers, Shalom, Echab, Talmon, Ahiman, and their fellow Levites. Shalom, their chief, being stationed at the king's gate on the east up to the present time. These were the gatekeepers belonging to the camp of the Levites. Shalom, son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his fellow gatekeepers from his family, the Korahites, were responsible for guarding the thresholds of the tent, just as their ancestors had been responsible for guarding the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was the official in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Altogether, those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds numbered 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. The gatekeepers had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer. They and their descendants were in charge of guarding the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the Tent of Meeting. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their fellow Levites in their villages had to come from time to time and shared their duties for seven-day periods. But the four principal gatekeepers who were Levites were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they had to guard it, and they had charge of the key for opening it in each morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in the temple service. They counted them when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Others were assigned to take care of the furnishings and all the other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the special flour and wine and the olive oil, incense, and spices. But some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shalom the Korahite, was entrusted with the responsibility for baking the offering bread. Some of the Kohathites, their fellow Levites, were in charge of preparing for every Sabbath the bread set out on the table. Those who were musicians, heads of the Levite families, stayed in the rooms of the temple and were exempt from other duties because they were responsible for the work day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada. Jada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah, Rephiah, and was his son, Eliasa, his son, and Azel, his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. The Israelites fled before them, and many fell down on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines were in hot pursuit of Saul and his sons, and they killed his sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting grew fierce around Saul, and when the archers overtook him, they wounded him. Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and abuse me." But his armor bearer was terrified and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died. So Saul and his three sons died, and all his house died together. When all the Israelites in the valley saw that the army had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned their towns and fled. And the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and took his head and his armor and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news among their idols and their people. They put his armor in the temple of their gods and hung up his head in the temple of Dagon. When all the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all their valiant men went and took the bodies of Saul and his sons and brought them to Jabesh. Then they buried their bones under the great tree in Jabesh, and they fasted 7 days. Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and even consulted a medium for guidance and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. Chapter 11. All Israel came together to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, even while Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord your God said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler.'" When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, he made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord and appointed David king over Israel, as the Lord had promised through Samuel. David and all the Israelites marched to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus. The Jebusites who lived there said to David, "You will not get in here." Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, which is the city of David. David had said, "Whoever leads the attack on the Jebusites will become commander-in-chief." Joab, son of Zeruiah, went up first, and so he received the command. David then took up residence and in the fortress, and so it was called the City of David. He built up the city around it from the terraces to the surrounding wall, while Joab restored the rest of the city. And David became more and more powerful because the Lord Almighty was with him. These were the chiefs of David's mighty warriors. They, together with all of Israel, gave his kingship strong support to extend it over the whole land, as the Lord had promised. This is the list of David's mighty warriors. Joshabim, a Hachmonite, was chief of the officers. He raised his spear against 300 men, whom he killed in one encounter. Next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty warriors. He was with David at Pas Damim, where the Philistines gathered there for battle. At a place where there was a field full of barley, the troops fled from the Philistines. But they took their stand in the middle of the field. They defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. Three of the 30 chiefs came down to David to the rock at the cave of Adullam, where a band of Philistines was encamped at the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem. David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." So the three broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to the Lord. "God forbid that I should do this," he said. "Should I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives? Because they risked their lives to bring it back, David would not drink it." Such were the exploits of the three mighty warriors. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the three. He raised his spear against 300 men whom he killed, and so he became as famous as the three. He was doubly honored above the three and became their commander, even though he was not included among them. Benai, son of Jehoiada, a valiant fighter for Gabzeel, performed great exploits. He struck down Moab's two mightiest warriors. He also went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. And he struck down an Egyptian who was 5 cubits tall. Although the Egyptian had a spear like a weaver's rod in his hand, Benaiah went against him with a club. He snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Such were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada. He too was as famous as the three mighty warriors. He was held in greater honor than any of the 30, but he was not included among the three. And David put him in charge of his bodyguard. The mighty warriors were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shamoth, the Hararite, Pelez, the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikesh from Tekoa, Abiezer from Anathoth, Sibekai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Ahihite, Maharai, the Netophathite, Heled, son of Bani, met the Netophathite, Ithai, son of Ribai from Gibeah in Benjamin, Benaiah, the Parathonite, Hurai from the ravines of Gaash, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Baharumite, Eliaba, the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizanite, Jonathan, son of Shaggy, the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Sakhar, the Hararite, Eliphai, son of Hefer, the Mekarathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Nari, son of Ezbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, the son of Hagri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Barathite, the armor bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad, son of Ahilai, Adina, son of Shizra, the Reubenite, who was chief of the Reubenites, and the 30 with him, Hanan, son of Malkah, Joshaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashtarothite, Shama and Jael, the sons of Hotham, the Ararite, Jediel, son of Shimri, and his brother Johah the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, Jerubai and Josaviah, the sons of Elnaim, Ithma the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jesiel the Mezrabite.
Abba, Heavenly Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are. Thank you for your word that reveals your character. We see how you fulfill your promises and show loving kindness to the 1,000 generations to those who love you and obey your commandments. You fashioned each of us uniquely and have a purpose for our lives. Help us to diligently serve you in health and long life, the duties as your son or daughter. Strengthen us this day with your peace. May we glorify you in what we say and what we do. Glory and honor belong to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.